Welcome to another Baseball America podcast. Chris Klein continues his reporting from the Caribbean Series this week with an interview with Team Mexico right-hander Nelson Figueroa. All Chris's coverage can be accessed at baseballamerica.com and our prospects blog. And our regularly scheduled Baseball America podcast will return next week. You can send questions to us to be read on next week's podcast at podcast@baseballamerica.com. Here is more of Chris Klein from the Dominican Republic right now.
Chris Klein here in Santiago with Mexico, a reliever, starter, whatever he is, Nelson, right-hander, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Nelson Figueroa. Nelson, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the Caribbean World Series here and just loving life right now.
So, I mean, for our listeners, you pitched for Águilas during the postseason, but Mexico prior to that. So how did you wind up back with Mexico here?
I guess the rules in the Caribbean Series are you can only represent the team that you started out playing winter ball with. Last year I started out in the Dominican, and I got drafted to go to Puerto Rico in the Puerto Rican native draft, and I had talked to Puerto Rico about letting me have my rights early so I could play with Dominican earlier, and then I would join them in the playoffs. And that's what I did. I made it to the finals with Puerto Rico, and then my team lost, but they wanted to take me to the Caribbean Series because it was in Puerto Rico. And they couldn't do it because I had started out in the Dominican. So I knew it was going to happen again this year, and it just flip-flopped, and I had the opportunity to come back and play this time, and I wanted to definitely come and experience it.
Kind of known as the Lise killer, I guess, throughout the Dominican playoffs. How sweet was that yesterday, I guess, for the team to get a win, first of all, but for you to go out and shove it again?
Well, the whole time, I mean, these guys are playing their hearts out, and they're getting a bad rap back home in Mexico. The media is just killing them, because we haven't won a game, and I think we're 1-13 or 1-14 in our last 15 games. So we just got to realize that baseball, it's not only talent, it's the opportune time that where the hits drop in. There's a lot of luck involved in baseball. I mean, anything can happen, and for these guys to come here and compete, and we leave it all on the field every game. So last night I wanted to have an opportunity that if we did take the lead and I knew our relievers had been banged up a little bit, I said it was my day to throw a bullpen anyway. Why not, get an inning or two in relief to help out the team. So my plan was always to pitch. I brought my spikes down early, taking out the bullpen, signing autographs in the ninth inning. It was 1-1. Next thing I know, I look up and it's 4-3. I was like, well, let me go put my stuff on and get ready.
Awesome.
And got in the game and it was surreal after that.
What is the difference between pitching in the series and the Dominican playoffs? I mean, energy-wise, in terms of how into it guys are, is it similar? Is it more? Is it?
But with here, the level of respect for that Aguilas and Lisay have for each other and the rivalry they have is, second to none. I mean, the Yankees-Boston rivalry doesn't even match it. I mean, you're talking about two teams that are every year perennially the top two teams in the Dominican League and every year are fighting for the championship. We took the lead this year with 20 championships to 19. They have more Caribbean Series wins. Lisay now has a chance to win another Caribbean Series, and they weren't even supposed to be here. So, and especially on Santiago's home turf. So Aguilas, they're very, very, there's a lot of passion right now. There's a lot of this game tonight that they're going to have. I'm staying as a fan to watch because it's going to be intense. And, if they pull it out tonight and there's a one-game playoff for tomorrow, you can bet the stadium's going to be packed.
You had to go to open tryouts last year, is that right?
The last 2 years since my surgery, recovering from my surgery, I've gone to open tryouts. I've favors I've called in to pitching coaches that just have me come in to our bullpen. I was at my daughter's birthday party in Disney World 2 years ago, and Toronto Blue Jays allowed me to drive down to Dunedin and throw a pen for them. And everybody, it's hard to show what you can do in a bullpen. My forte is when there's a batter in the box, getting that guy out, using my defense behind. Yeah. I mean, it's like asking Greg Maddux to throw a bullpen and say, hey, you don't throw 95 anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I never threw 95. I don't know why everybody thinks I did. And I think you look at my numbers throughout my career and their power pitcher numbers. I mean, I've got over 1,300 strikeouts to maybe 500 walks.
I mean, shit, you threw 280 innings this year
and
alone.
And yet you'll still hear the, I'm fragile, I'm frail, I'm, you know, and so, I mean, I take the Michael Jordan approach. You tell me I can't do something, I prove to you I can.
With the Mets now, it's got to be a load off your mind not having to go through that again.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, you know, as of 2 weeks ago, I was still without a job, even though I was performing at Supreme Club here in Dominican baseball, where I was, you know, I punched out 13 in my first game. I mean, I couldn't understand how I did it, first of all, but then after I couldn't understand how I didn't receive one phone call from another team with any kind of interest. So, I mean, you know, they all start throwing, the numbers change from the radar gun to now the numbers change to the age thing, you know, being 33. I figure it this way. If you ask anybody who's seen me play and knows me off the field, on the field, I don't play like an old man. I don't live like an old man. I still feel like I can play this game for another 10 years. And since I've had my shoulder surgery, I feel like I have the arm of a 10-year-old again. You know, I've racked up a ton of innings this year and traveled all over the world. My passport has been punched many a time. And, you know, now my next journey is hopefully to go back home to New York, you know, where I started.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you.
All these fights,